Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have something cool. A few months ago, you may recall, I was asked to do a series of national podcasts dealing with suicide prevention and PTSD and military veterans. And those ran. And then they reached back out to me and asked if I would do it again with another set of people. And we recorded those. They're going to drop nationally, I believe, on the 27th. But we're going to play it for you at 4:30 today. Really, really interesting. This gentleman, Jake, who was an Army veteran who was really honest, and it's really something to hear. So that's coming up at 4:30. Right now, we talk to our buddy Matt Pauley. Matt, are you over at the ballpark?
I am here at Busch Stadium, ready for Cardinals baseball tonight.
So I know you've done this your whole career, and you've done lots of minor league, and you've called games. But for the rest of us mere mortals that don't get to just walk into a clubhouse or interview the coach or talk to players, just, I mean, what is it like?
Yeah, you know, it's the job, so there's some normalcy to it, but at times there are moments where it's not normal. Like 2 years ago when I went on my first Cardinal caravan, and I'm sitting across the way from Cardinals players just having dinner with them, I thought to myself, what would 13-year-old Matt think about that? There are moments where you meet people. Like I get to talk to Ozzie Smith every once in a while, and I think about watching Ozzie when I was little. So it's really special happening in St. Louis, where I grew up, because I grew up as a Cardinals fan. But, I mean, I'm not trying to be too cool for school here. There are it's the job. You walk in, you talk to guys. You know, I had when I got to the ballpark today, I knew I wanted to talk to Luke and Baker because I want to have them on the pregame show tonight. So I was able to go grab them and have a quick conversation with them before coming back to talk to you guys. So it's very process-oriented as well.
So you're obviously a fully grown, mature person, knows how to handle his stuff. But do you ever have to remind yourself, like, just keep it cool, keep it cool. You're not a fan. You're here to cover the team.
You know, like, this is going to sound funny. It's not the athletes that kind of jazz me up. Like the other day, because it was Back to the Future night, Bob Gale, who is one of the co-writers of Back to the Future, he was here, and I got to do an interview with him, and that was awesome. That was like, oh my gosh, the Back to the Future movies are some of my all-time favorite movies of all time, and I'm talking to the guy right now who wrote them. David Koechner was here a couple years ago, and he had a big role on The Office, and The Office is one of my all-time favorite shows, so to meet him was really cool. So it's not so much the athletes, because I've been around athletes so long. Mm-hmm. It's when this job allows me to meet other type of people that I get a little bit starstruck.
Interesting.
What's interesting, I'm curious, I think you'll probably agree, Matt, that like most days are pretty dull. They're just normal, right? Like it's not like they're bad or boring. They're just normal. There's a routine. And then there are other days, like when there's major news, a big trade or a major prospect is coming up, or there's a huge injury. It doesn't have to be a good story or a bad story, but just something big where things turn into something a little bit more than that.
Yeah, and those days are fun, and they're energizing. The last one we had like that was the day they announced the Sonny Gray edition.
Right,
and
right.
We, you know, I remember, Wheels, I was talking with you because we do our 515 sports together, and I was going to have a very short window where I was going to be able to get a one-on-one with Sonny, and he was doing two one-on-ones in the market, one with Bally Sports Midwest and one with us. Mm-hmm. So I had to ask you to handle 515 sports so I could get Sonny, and then after that, I'm trying to get out of the ballpark to get back to the station as quick as possible to do sports open line. Like, there's all this stuff. It's a big deal. We're doing good work. And when those days end, you kind of take a breath and you go, all right, that was pretty good today.
Yeah. So again, every job has its mundane routine, right? Like, it's not that it's boring, because I never was once bored sitting in the press box watching a baseball game, because I was watching a baseball game and that makes me happy.
Good point.
But there, you get into like just a routine where it's the same, it's the same, it's the same. But when you get the change, and I'll say, like, Matt, unfortunately, Matt hasn't got to experience this yet with the Cardinals. But like when September of 2011 was happening, every day was like, what is happening? Every day something crazy and cool was happening. It was a big comeback win. There was a squirrel running between Skip Schumacher's feet at home plate. You know, there was happy flight and celebrations and great baseball, and the Braves just kept losing. Like, there are times where it's like a long run of, I can't believe that I'm watching this, and every day is crazy. And then there are other years where it's just like every day is the same.
Yeah. And there, look, I was on the Toronto trip this past weekend, and that was the first time I've gone on a team charter. Every time I've traveled with the Cardinals, it's been in the middle of a trip, so I've gone in commercial and come out commercial. I was on the team charter this past weekend, and I did kind of take a step back at one point and go, you know, it was kind of that 13-year-old kid, like, what would you say if, you know, you were told you were going to be on the team charter with the Cardinals? And it was a cool moment.
How often are you privy to things, Matt, whether you just observe them or someone says something to you where you're like, I'm not sure I can say this on the air?
Not often. Like, occasionally somebody will tell me something off the record, but that's different than just like observing things. Mm-hmm. Last night on the postgame show, I said over and over and over, I think this is going to be Lance Lynn's final start as a Cardinal. I don't think he's going to make another start this year. And I said that just by looking at the situation. They weren't going to start him again in Colorado. He's been banged up all year. They talked about how much pain he was in. That game got over yesterday, and to me, it was clearly obvious that we were not going to see Lance Lynn again this year. The Cardinals couldn't confirm that, but nobody told that to me. Yeah. I just looked at the situation
right,
and said, this is common sense. And then today, Lance Lynn goes on the injured list, so what I said last night was correct. Now, somebody might think that I got some sort of inside information that the team was going to put Lynn on the IL today. No, I just used my eyes.
Yeah, there are times that part happens where somebody will say, hey, just keep an eye. This is probably going to happen tomorrow or whatever. But that's not normal. That's a little bit more rare in my personal experience. It's much more about what Matt's talking about is you can read the situations by understanding what everything, because you're just there. You're in the middle of it. You can see that maybe somebody has cleaned out a bit of their locker. That's just one example of something where you might, or that they don't have a locker anymore, right? Sometimes you'll show up and be like, well, that guy must be going to Memphis because he doesn't have a spot anymore. But yeah, you know, there are occasionally times, at least for me, it wasn't very common, like you said, Matt, where you hear something or see something, but it's all about the environment when you hear it or see it that you're like, that's probably not for the public, as opposed to, yeah, I'm going to tweet that out right now. It's all about the kind of the understanding of what's happening, right? Like, if it's somebody that's talking to a group of reporters and you hear them say something, well, that's fine. You can go ahead and tweet that. There have been times, not just in baseball, but hockey, football, where you might be standing around waiting for player A to come back from treatment or whatever, and you hear something said between two other players that's not intended for you, but you're just 5 feet away and you happen to hear it. That's the kind of stuff that you sit on a little bit.
Yeah, you have to. That's the journalistically, that's the ethical thing to do.
Right.
It's not us carrying water for the organization, as we so often get accused of. It's that was they are allowing us into their space to get certain information, and if we hear something we're not supposed to hear, you shouldn't use it, because then you lose trust. If you go do that, you're not going to be able to go have those relationships and have the conversations that you need to be able to do the job the right way.
Anything fun or different in the lineup that you would expect this last week or so?
I think we'll see a little bit more of Matt Carpenter because I think his time with the Cardinals is winding down, and this is going to be his final home weekend. So I think Carpenter in more often just because it doesn't matter if it's a righty or lefty on the mound. I think they're going to try to honor him a little bit this weekend. And then outside of that, it's going to be more opportunities for young guys.
Yeah, it's such an interesting thing because, you want to clear the path, right, for Walker, so JC, for those guys to get whatever exposure they can. But it's also not like the game is going to change much. Your plan is going to change much based on what happens over 2 weeks.
They're still trying to win baseball games. That's the bottom line here.
Well,
when the game gets started, they're trying to win. Now,
there's value in not having a losing season, too, by the way.
Yes. I mean,
for them, anyway, for the organization.
The Cardinals have not had back-to-back losing seasons since the 50s. So let's not have them do that this year.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah, it is still though, and we've talked about it a bit, Dave, and I know Matt and I have talked about it a lot, both on and off the air, probably more off the air, how interesting this offseason is and how much change is coming. Like it could be seismic and it could be minor, but change is definitely coming. And the question then becomes, is the focus going to be about winning more games in 2025? Or is the by doing that, selling more tickets, right? Are you trying to excite your fan base this offseason? Or are you just trying to re-stabilize the organization to get it going back in the right direction? Not rebuild, not tear down, but should the focus be on exciting the fan base and selling tickets, or should it just be about nuts and bolts getting things back on track?
I think from a long-term health standpoint of the organization, they've got to get some things in place, and I actually believe that they're in the process of doing that. They've got some people in the organization who have spent the last 9 months to a year really looking at the organization and seeing what they need to change. But once those changes go into effect, it's not going to impact things right away, to your point. So last year when they go sign Lance Lynn and when they go sign Kyle Gibson, that was a Band-Aid. And
right.
I think they thought the Band-Aid was big enough for them to be a playoff team this year. They were wrong. They're not going to be a playoff team. I think we are likely to see more Band-Aids this offseason. And maybe the Band-Aids are going to be very interesting, compelling, notable Band-Aids. But at the end of the day, the hardest work the organization should be doing is trying to get this organization humming along once again in terms of player development.
I'm in the no Band-Aid category at this point.
Eh,
let it heal. Let it heal by giving it some air. And by that, I just mean, if you're going to make a move, make it a legit, significant move and not just, well, we need innings. If you're going to do something of significance, for example, at the front end of the rotation and not just for depth. Let the depth start coming from what you already have. Figure out what you're doing on offense. I mean, who's a keeper and who's an everyday player and who's not? And how can you play the platoon splits in your advantage? And not even just left-right, but like, matchup splits. Like, okay, well, Luke and Baker hits fastballs, and this guy doesn't have a good breaking ball, so maybe he plays on that day when the guy's going to throw a lot of fastballs. Like, maximizing the capabilities of the players that you have is far more attractive to me than just finding role players and fifth starters to eat up innings.
There are organizations that make players the best versions of themselves, and we can name them very easy. It's the Brewers. It's the Dodgers. It's
the Rays.
Yep. It's I think it's the Mets now, actually, now with David Stearns there. They're at least in the process of doing that. Like, we know the teams that make players the best versions of themselves, and sometimes you make players the best version of themselves by putting them in situations where they're just going to succeed.
Yes.
You're not changing the player. You're just putting them in the right situation, and those are the things the Cardinals have to get better at.
Yep. I mean, it's a lot easier to say than do, right? Like, the what is always the easy part. How do you do it is the hard part. Who do you hire to help implement that?
So what I'm hearing you guys say is that intelligently, calmly, we need a little chill. But that's not what the customers want. They want action.
Well, here's the thing. I think if you asked a lot of the most hardcore fans, they would be okay with saying they might not be good enough to win the division next year or make the playoffs, but these bigger things are happening. These other things are happening. I think the problem comes when you get caught in between, where you're still trying to sell tickets, But doing it a certain, and now again, you can do both, but you know what it takes to sell tickets? Big moves. Signing star players sells tickets. Signing Sonny Gray sells tickets. Hiring a superstar name person of some kind, bringing Albert Pujols back, that's not going to sell tickets. It's going to get people excited because they love Albert Pujols, but nobody's paying to watch somebody coach. You know, like when they brought Yachty into the organization last year, that doesn't sell tickets. So the only things that really sell tickets are major player acquisitions. So if you're going to do that, fine. But that means that's why I'm in the no Band-Aids camp, because Band-Aids don't sell tickets. And if you're not going to sell tickets with it, then it needs to be more about how do you get everything on track than how do you get three more wins next year than you got this year.
But the organization also has to communicate that. If that's the route they're going to go, we have to hear, look, this is a transitional year, and we're not real sure what it's going to look like at the end of the season, but we know what it's going to look like in 2026 and beyond.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Buddy.
You bet.
So coming up next is my interview with a wounded warrior named Jake and Dr. Aaron Fletcher, who is one of the main doctors for the Wounded Warrior Project. And I'm doing this alongside of my company Odyssey on a national level, where we're doing these interviews of past warfighters who have struggled with PTSD and anxiety and suicidal ideations in some cases. This gentleman lost his father to suicide. When he was 14, he lost 8 of his comrades to suicide.
Wow.
Since then. And he came up with a new strategy of how to check on each other. So it's not just woe is me kind of sad stuff. It's this guy has come up with a solution that is not the solution to everything, but it has worked for he and his pals now for some time, and he's going to roll that out. So it's a really, really interesting interview. Like I said, it's going to hit nationally on the 27th. It's kind of a big deal for them to let me do this. And so we asked them if we'd let them play it for the KMOX audience first. Welcome back, guys. DGSN KMOX. So... few months ago, I did a national series of podcasts called I'm Listening with wounded warriors and men and women with PTSD and suicide prevention. And we're doing another one of those. The gentleman's name is Jake, and Dr. Aaron Fletcher is back with me. This is going to debut nationally on Thursday the 26th, but we're allowed to play it here for you a little earlier than that right now. Let me ask you both this, because you're going to come at it from two different ways, and I'm probably going to ask this inartfully, but I hope you get it. Is suicide a degree, in your experience, Doc and Jake, a degree of depression, sadness, PTSD that gets to such a low level that people take action? Or do you think it's something qualitatively different? They're two different things when someone is having suicidal ideations.
I think it depends on the person. You know, for some individuals, there's a long track record, a documented history of mental illness. They've been in and out of treatment. They've been fighting the fight. They've been doing everything they can to find the hope and to find, you know, a way to get through. And then there's others who are absolutely fighting the fight that wouldn't describe themselves as having documented depression, or I've never seen a therapist, or I wouldn't describe myself as having a mental illness. But the common factor there is feeling alone, overwhelmed, and hopeless. And so to, you know, what Jake talks about, this idea of connection and the checking on each other, we can't underestimate the power of connection.
Jake, to that point, will you talk about this idea that you've had in the last year or so of contacting people and having people contact you?
For me, all suicide is, and I want to speak to it. I want to take the power away from it. I want to say it like it is. I say this in my speeches sometimes. If I took a baseball bat to your left knee, would you see a doctor? Like, yes, my knee hurts, I'm going to go see a doctor. Well, if you took an injury, if you have an illness and it just happens to be above your neck, would you go see a doctor? Like, yes, I'm not feeling well, I need to ask some help. And so what I'm finding is that it seems like suicide is simply somebody being put in a position where they make a decision they would never normally make, mm-hmm. where they become so overwhelmed. And it comes from three things that I've seen or that I've experienced that seem to point in this direction. One, someone getting alone. Two, facing the negativity. And three, having no one to tell them that it's a lie. Mm. I've dealt with this for a very long time, as I told you about my dad, and I've had friends, I've had family members that have attempted, and I've had so many people in my life that I've seen go down this road. I've been down this road myself, and it just really plagued me about, like, guys, there's got to be an answer. Like, there's got to be an answer. There has to be an answer to this. And one day it just hit me like a ton of bricks. It was this idea that, okay, I can't stop the negativity from coming to somebody. And I can't keep people from how they think inside their head, but what if we never let them get alone? But this idea of three up and three down is really beginning to set something in motion that turns into doing life together. And the idea is, I tell people, hey, look, in the next 48 hours, go find three people, not your significant other, not your mom or dad or a family member, unless one of your family members is just, you know, your best friend. Go find three people and invite them to check on you. Like, every 48 hours, mm-hmm. check on you. And there's no text messages. There's no WhatsApp. There's no snapping. There's no Facebook. It's either you phone call or you go see them in person. Mm-hmm. You hear the tone in their voice. You talk to them every 48 hours. Like, that's it. And say, hey, man, look, we can't save the world. I can't. And that's been proven time and time again. But I can save three people. And so if I've got three people that check on me every 48 hours and I check on three other people every 48 hours, then I'm putting myself in a situation in a network where someone's looking after me and I'm adding purpose to my life. Mm-hmm. I'm serving by checking on three others. And after a while, man, you just start doing life together. Like, how can you not have friends? That's at least six people that you talk to every 2 days, you know?
Yeah, it's brilliantly simple. And Jake, it's working?
It is. It is, when done right, when you look, it's a commitment. It's just like working out. I don't know if you can tell, I don't do a lot of that. But it's like anything else that you do in your life. If you make a commitment to it, it works. I just want to tell you real quick about John. I've known John for a really long time. John and I served together in the military. We flew together, ride or die. That's my boy. And we've stayed in contact over the years. And we just talk. And I've told him time and time again, hey, man, you should check out Wounded Warrior Project. Hey, there's this event going on. There's this, that. The guy's gone through some extreme trauma. He's recently he lost someone that he loved very, very dearly. And we get on a phone call and we're talking, and I'm just being there for him in the moment. And in that moment, I said, hey, John, there's a fishing tournament or fishing event going on in Louisiana next month. You, me, let's go do this. We're going to go hang out with a bunch of Wounded Warrior guys. And he showed up to that event, and I believe his life changed at this event. And it took the fact that he felt like he could break down about what was going on in his life because he and I had that connection.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. Just a reminder, we're speaking to Jake, who is a retired Army who has suffered from PTSD and is a part of the Suicide Project for Wounded Warrior, and Dr. Aaron Fletcher. And we continue our conversation now. Being alone, it's probably the hardest thing in my life. It always has been. I can't stand being alone. But I would say even harder than being alone for myself is this guy I have in my head. The meanest person I've ever encountered in my life is this guy I have in my head. You know, whatever this voice is, whether it's your ego or the super ego or the id, whatever it is, that has always been my struggle with depression and anxiety and even suicidal ideations, is alone's bad. But when you're alone with that a-hole and they start telling you why you're the worst person, all the mistakes you've made, that's even darker. And I can see where having people accountable to you and for you would make a big difference.
Absolutely. And I would say, you know, certainly the disclaimer of, you know, this is where when it feels that bad, that this is where, you know, formal mental health treatment can be helpful. And something that I would absolutely recommend. And at the same time, I would surround yourself with people that make that voice quieter. As you know, as Jake's talked about, you got to be around people who can see you for who you are when you can't see or listen to yourself for who you are.
Doc, I'll give Jake the final word here, but before I do, would you give everyone the information that they need from Wounded Warrior if someone's listening to this tonight and it impacts them, they'd like to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Please check out our website at woundedwarriorproject.org. It'll give you a list of, you know, all of our programs. It'll, you know, there's a chat feature. You can contact our resource center. And most importantly, you can learn two things. One, that you're not alone. And two, that there's a lot of doors that you can go through to get help. Pick one, walk through it. And I know for one thing, Wounded Warrior Project will be there for you.
Jake, it's been a privilege and an honor talking to you, meeting you. And I'm going to give you as long as you need. You take a minute, you take 10 minutes, and just sort of wrap this up for us and bring it to fruition, what you thought, message you'd like to get out to everyone out there tonight.
In 2008, I was in a firefight. And I had a helicopter just about shot out from under me. When that firefight was over, we landed somewhere, and my pilot asked me to jump out and check the aircraft. And as I walked around the bird, I saw all these holes and the damage in the helicopter. I could hear the damage in the tail rotor. I could see holes in the tail rotor. I could see holes near the engine and in other places. And I'll never forget climbing back in that helicopter and telling my pilot, when he asked me, hey, man, what's the deal? And I said, ignorance is bliss. Let's go home. And he believed me. We flew that bird home. She died on the taxiway where she landed. I'll never forget. But I look back on that moment and I realize why I told him that. I told him that because when I looked up at that helicopter and I saw all that damage that morning, I could tell that she was wounded, but not weak. And that is so huge for so many of our brothers and sisters that come come from places all over the world where they've seen and done things that like we never should have seen or maybe never should have done, or, you know, like that we're just not designed for. Mm-hmm. Understanding that although we have wounds, it doesn't make you weak. And the other thing I want to tell you too is that PTSD and the idea around suicide and what we're dealing with here has really brought veterans and the civilian world together, because we're all facing it. This is not a veteran-centric issue. I heard you say earlier, brother, I heard you say PTSD with a little P, and I just want to tell you, man, like, it don't matter the size of that P. And you also, I heard you say you were alone. I just got to tell you, man, like, you're not alone. Like you're never alone. Call me. Look me up on the Wounded Warrior Project website. Call my phone. I don't care. We'll talk. Look me up on Facebook. I don't care. I'd rather have a conversation with you. It's not even rather, because it's not what I'd rather do. I want to have a conversation with you. We all do. And so just kind of as a way to end this, at some point in life, like there's a saying that says, greater love hath no other than to lay down his life for a brother. And at some point in your life, at least for me, as I matured, there was a moment where I realized that all my life I thought if I die in battle, somehow my life will be worth something because I died for my brothers and sisters. Mm. And then I realized that's not what that means at all. It means that if I can lay myself down, if I can put down Jake Narodsky for a few minutes and focus on John or on Dave or on Phil or on my brothers, lay down my life, that is the greatest thing I can do for my brothers and my sisters. And that's just what we got to do, man. We just got to take care of each other.
Really powerful. I've learned a ton tonight. That's Jake Narodsky, Dr. Aaron Fletcher. My name's Dave Glover from St. Louis. You've been listening to the I'm Listening podcast on Odyssey.com. We hope you'll join us again, and we hope you have a great evening.
Connection.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. Just a reminder, we're speaking to Jake, who is a retired Army, who has suffered from PTSD and is a part of the Suicide Project for Wounded Warrior, and Dr. Aaron Fletcher. And we continue our conversation now. Being alone, it's probably the hardest thing in my life. It always has been. I can't stand being alone. But I would say even harder than being alone for myself is this guy I have in my head. The meanest person I've ever encountered in my life is this guy I have in my head. You know, whatever this voice is, whether it's your ego or the super ego or the id, whatever it is, that has always been my struggle with depression and anxiety and even suicidal ideations, is alone's bad. But when you're alone with that a-hole and they start telling you why you're the worst person, all the mistakes you've made, that's even darker. And I can see where having people accountable to you and for you would make a big difference.
Absolutely. And I would say, you know, certainly the disclaimer of, you know, this is where when it feels that bad, that this is where, you know, formal mental health treatment can be helpful and something that I would absolutely recommend. And at the same time, I would surround yourself with people that make that voice quieter. As you know, as Jake's talking about, you got to be around people who can see you for who you are when you can't see or listen to yourself for who you are.
Doc, I'll give Jake the final word here, but before I do, would you give everyone the information that they need from Wounded Warrior if someone's listening to this tonight and it impacts them, they'd like to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Please check out our website at woundedwarriorproject.org. It'll give you a list of, you know, all of our programs. It'll, you know, there's a chat feature. You can contact our resource center. And most importantly, you can learn two things. One, that you're not alone. And two, that there's a lot of doors that you can go through to get help. Pick one, walk through it. And I know for one thing, Wounded Warrior Project will be there for you.
Jake, it's been a privilege and an honor talking to you, meeting you. And I'm going to give you as long as you need. You take a minute, you take 10 minutes, and just sort of wrap this up for us and bring it to fruition, what you the message you'd like to get out to everyone out there tonight.
In 2008, I was in a firefight, and I had a helicopter just about shot out from under me. When that firefight was over, we landed somewhere, and my pilot asked me to jump out and check the aircraft. And as I walked around the bird, I saw all these holes and the damage in the helicopter. I could hear the damage in the tail rotor. I could see holes in the tower. I could see holes near the engine and in other places. And I'll never forget climbing back in that helicopter and telling my pilot when he asked me, hey, man, what's the deal? And I said, ignorance is bliss. Let's go home. And he believed me. We flew that bird home. She died on the taxiway where she landed. I'll never forget. But I look back on that moment and I realize why I told him that. I told him that because when I looked up at that helicopter and I saw all that damage that morning, I could tell that she was wounded, but not weak. And that is so huge for so many of our brothers and sisters that come from places all over the world where they've seen and done things that, like, we never should have seen or maybe never should have done, or, you know, like, that we're just not designed for. Mm-hmm. Understanding that although we have wounds, it doesn't make you weak. And the other thing I want to tell you, too, is that PTSD and the idea around suicide and what we're dealing with here has really brought veterans and the civilian world together, because we're all facing it. This is not a veteran-centric issue. I heard you say earlier, brother, I heard you say PTSD with a little P, and I just want to tell you, man, like, it don't matter the size of that P. And you also, I heard you say you were alone. I just got to tell you, man, like, you're not alone. Like you're never alone. Call me, look me up on the Wounded Warrior Project website, call my phone. I don't care. We'll talk. Look me up on Facebook. I don't care. I'd rather have a conversation with you. It's not even rather, because it's not what I'd rather do. I want to have a conversation with you. We all do. And so just kind of as a way to end this, at some point in life, like, there's a saying that says, greater love hath no other than to lay down his life for a brother. And at some point in your life, at least for me, as I matured, there was a moment where I realized that all my life I thought, if I die in battle, somehow my life will be worth something because I died for my brothers and sisters. Mm. And then I realized that's not what that means at all. It means that if I can lay myself down, if I can put down Jake Narodsky for a few minutes and focus on John or on Dave or on Phil or on my brothers, lay down my life, that is the greatest thing I can do for my brothers and my sisters. And that's just what we got to do, man. We just got to take care of each other.
Really powerful. I've learned a ton tonight. That's Jake Narodsky, Dr. Aaron Fletcher. My name's Dave Glover from St. Louis. You've been listening to the I'm Listening podcast on Odyssey.com. We hope you'll join us again, and we hope you have a great evening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more, and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.